Morning, everybody. We are going to start today's meeting with an update on regulation. I give the floor to Jane.
Thank you, Hans. Good morning, everybody. Yes, just a quick update on the rate-regulated activities project since we last met in July, when part of the July discussion was to look at some initial thoughts on disclosure objectives for the timing differences that we're developing a model for in the project. After that meeting, we took your views and the feedback that we got and decided that we would take a paper to the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum and seek advice from them, not just on disclosure objectives, but also on some proposals for disclosure requirements that we developed since the July meeting. And at the moment, we are working on the feedback from that meeting earlier this month to refine some of the proposals that we had for the objectives and the disclosure requirements, and a few other things that we will then be bringing back to papers in the next couple of months. And that's slightly adjusted the timetable and the order of the steps that we're taking, which we've put at the back of paper 9, just to let you know that the presentation and disclosure requirements now we plan to bring back next month, together with some interactions, and then pull together in December a summary of the model, the tentative decisions, the implications of those decisions in the model, so that you see an overview rather than the piecemeal that we've been looking at so far. So that's our update, just to let you know what's happening in the project. Any questions or comments?
Mary.
This is a comment rather than a question. I think it's been very useful and helpful to both the quality of our thinking about the disclosure requirements to implement some of the process developments from our principles of disclosure. But I wanted to emphasize that we have said we're not going to early implement any conclusions about how we express the requirements in terms of are they more, here's the objectives and here's some ideas. You can think of these as ways to accomplish it, but the focus is on the objective. So I want people to understand that we're early implementing the process to develop things, but not early implementing the approach to objective space that we haven't exposed yet.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we're trying to look very carefully at what the Disclosure Initiative team are doing in the project, and we appreciate the guidance that's being developed is being tested on existing standards, IFRS 13 and IS 19. Because we have our temporary standard IFRS 14 on regulatory deferral accounts, we had started looking at the disclosure objectives and the disclosure requirements in that standard, and we've been trying to use the latest thinking in the disclosures almost to test those, but not as a mandatory process, but just where we found things helpful in the disclosure initiative. We've been trying to build that into our thinking rather than seeing it as a new way of writing the standard, albeit the guidance has proved to be extremely helpful in our development.
Any other comments or questions? Nope. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.